Chris Collins' attorneys filed a letter in federal court Thursday, asking a judge to delay his prison report day by nearly 2 months, from June 23rd to August 18th. The letter notes older adults like Collins are at higher risk to become seriously ill from COVID-19. It also notes there have been 5,000 cases and 64 deaths in federal prisons since the pandemic began, although those numbers are likely significantly underreported. One of Collins' attorneys, Jonathan New, writes, quote, "It would be dangerous, unnecessary, and potentially deadly for an elderly, nonviolent first-time offender to report to prison in the midst of a global pandemic," end quote. It's the third time Collins, who just turned 70, has sought a delay in reporting to prison. He was originally supposed to be incarcerated March 17th, but was granted a delay to April 21st and then again to June 23rd, the latter of which was due to concerns about COVID. Collins' attorneys say federal prosecutors have agreed to their latest request to delay to August 18th. Once Collins does report to prison, he'll serve up to 26 months at a federal prison camp in Florida. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.